Okay. So we are in the class of base two, three lines in the bottom. So the Gemara had mentioned, the Mishnah mentioned, Aravo Shomayim. That's what they, he would pour out the, you know, the water, and they would tell them in Aseiach, they would tell the guy who's pouring, you know, raise your hands. Because one time it occurred that the guy poured it out at the base of the Mizbeach instead of the Lul. So now the Gemara brings another Brisa, which was really the Tosefta, that sort of explains that story. The Mishnah does not mention it's a Stoki, but this Tosefta does mention that it's Stoki, which is interesting in of itself. Ma'aseh b'Stoki Echad, it wants the Sadducee, Shenisech al Gabe Raglav, that he poured out the water onto his feet and not into the bowls and not into where it should have been poured. Urigamuhu kol ames rogeyen. They pelted him with their esrogim. Tough crowd. But osu hayom nifkama karen hamizbeach. And I guess they knocked off or they blemished one of the horns on the corner of the mizbeach. The heviu bull shel melech v'sas muhu. And they brought like this sort of salt to close up the gash on the horn on the karen. But they didn't do that because that the avoda would be kosher with that. The avoda mizbeach is now pasul. It pasul lo mipnei shehukshel avoda el mipnei shelo yira mizbeach pagum. They didn't want the mizbeach to look pagum. So just for the time being, they closed it up with this salt. How do we know the mizbeach? Why would the mizbeach be kosher? Shekol mizbeach, because we have a brisa that says that any mizbeach she'ein lo kevesh, it doesn't have a ramp, velo keren, it doesn't have the corner, the horns, right, the sticking up the corner that are appropriate, right? They have to be one. It's one amma by one amma by one amma. The corns, the low yisod, it doesn't have the base. The low ribua, and it's not squared. I mean, something that gets doesn't have the. I mean, it's indented, but the bottom is 32. Then it indents, but if it's not a perfect square, pasul avoda. It is pasul avoda. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Omer apasoviv. He says not only does the everything that's mentioned, but even the soviv. If the soviv is missing, then you don't have that indentation at that point in mizbeach. It would also be pasul. Rashi says the limit is that these things are pasul in mizbeach. Is he says that at the end of the fourth line in Rashi, which is the last wide line, the taima amar Rav Huna b'shchilas kachim. Rav Huna says in Gemara and Zvachim, kol makom shneamar hamizbeach. Whenever it says the word hamizbeach by mentioning something that's in the mizbeach, that is la'akev. The hachi mashma hamizbeach zehu hamizbeach asoy kain. If it has this, it's considered a mizbeach. But the Hanach Kulu and all these things mentioned, Ksiv Hamizbeach. It says the word Hamizbeach, the Hei HaYediyah. Right? So it says, Al Karnos Hamizbeach, the Etzbechah Ben Miluim. That's what it says by the Karen. Ubi Kevesh Ksiv, Al Pnei Hamizbeach. But Kevesh Upanos Hamizbeach. It's the face of the Mizbeach, of the Kevesh. Ubi So Ksiv, Eli Sod Hamizbeach. Rebu Ksiv, Rebu Yeh Hamizbeach. All the times it says Hamizbeach, with the hay, if you're missing one of those things, then the mizbeach is kosher, not kosher. So what happened over here is since the asrogim, I guess, dented or chipped the one of the kronos of the mizbeach, so they just filled it in with salt in order to keep it look nice. But they weren't able to use the mizbeach. They have to do it. They have to wait. Of course, why couldn't they fix it? So one, if it was on Yom Tov, we can't fix it because it's tikkun money. You know, fix things on Yom Tov. Maybe the story happened on Chol HaMoed. So if they happened on Chol HaMoed, why can't they fix it? So it's amazing. So I heard so from the Grizz. The Grizz says the reason why they can't fix it is because anytime you rededicate the mizbeach, it only can become with the Korban Tamid of Shal Shachar. The Korban Tamid Shal Shachar is going to be till tomorrow. So that means this was one of the kosher for now, and it'll be fixed. It would have been fixed tomorrow. The whole to do amongst the scholars that what was the objection of the Tztukim to Nisuch HaMayim. So I saw essentially three shitas as to what the objection of the Tztukim was to Nisuch HaMayim. Shita number one is the more classical approach, and it's what the Ritva says, that the Nisuch HaMayim is not really written in Torah Shevichav. Tztukim, however you want to interpret it, the Tztukim don't hold of those drachos of Torah Shevichav, and therefore he didn't hold that the Nisuch HaMayim was legit. There happens to be Tosefta that says that this Stuki is the same Stuki who did the Avoda a few weeks earlier on Yom Kippur, where he was so happy that he did the Torah Stuki with the Sadducee way as opposed to his way. All right, so that's possible. Shita number two is it's possible also to say that it seems to be an issue amongst, you know, Second Temple literature as to where the Nisuch HaMayim was supposed to be done. Al Gabe, on top of the Mizbeach, or maybe it was supposed to be done on the base of the mizbeach. So
where's the two spouts?
So they didn't hold the two spouts. They didn't hold it. The Mayim had that spout. Where's the two spouts? So he held it. It's supposed to be poured, or it could, or it could have been poured at the bottom and then gone to the gone down there.
Two spouts existed. Even Tzedukah didn't argue that
fact. I don't know.
Prior to them.
What? But maybe they didn't believe it should have been there.
That's fine.
Okay.
But
so
it was there.
So, but they didn't. So they didn't want to use it.
That's fine.
Okay. So that was number. And that third, I saw somewhere else, was that it's the Tzedukah always had an issue with the count. Well, if you hold that the Tzedukah always went by a solar calendar, which is not necessarily true. But the Dead Sea Scroll talks about, there's a Dead Sea Scroll fragment that talks about that people associate with early Tzedukah rules. It has a solar calendar. The point being, you had a solar calendar in order to make sure that none of the holidays fell out on Shabbos. Because the Tzedukah held, for the most part, they held that the Karban, only the Karbanos weren't Docha Shabbos. Maybe except the Karban, I'm not sure which one made the Karban Tamid, but the Karbanos of Yontif would not be Docha Shabbos. That's why they had Mimra Chash Shabbos, everything had to be done on Sunday. So it could be possibly over here, if you look at it, I think it's far-fetched, is to say that this story happened on Sunday, because the Tzedukim was on a Shabbos, because the Tzedukim didn't hold that you can do any of the Avoda of Yontif on Shabbos, so he just poured it out on the floor in order to avoid doing the Avoda. But that's very difficult, because it doesn't say that this story happened on the Shabbos.
Wait, everyone else is bringing the long kind of struggling to the
what? They were there already. I don't know. It doesn't say that. They had the Yisrogim there. It doesn't say. It's very difficult. I find that very difficult. It's not in the words. It's not in the words of the Mishnah. It's just not in the words of the Mishnah. Ritva says that the reason being is that they didn't hold Nisach HaMayim. They didn't hold the Nisach HaMayim. So he says, forget it. I just poured it out. And if you say that he's the same, if you say that he's the same Stokey as the one by Yom Kippur, it makes sense. You know, a couple of days in a row, he's patting himself on the back. He doesn't realize he's going to be dead in a few moments. But whatever. Okay. So that's the... What? The way they would do it, yeah. The way they would do it is that they would... And
they moved the solar calendar or
no, there was a fixed calendar that they fixed up that it didn't. They have the calendar, and I haven't seen it, but I've read that they have a calendar. The question though is though, if that's the case, no matter what you do, you're going to end up having a chol hamoed on Shabbos. So this guy says, oh, so whatever happened was they would skip a day. Also difficult. And why would they skip? Where do you say they would skip a day? It doesn't say anywhere. It doesn't say anywhere it has to be in a row. But to me, it doesn't say that. It says 7 days to keep it. It doesn't say 6 days and then another day. It says 7 days. So whatever. So I don't buy that one.
That's one of the prevailing theories about Christianity is still not on Sunday.
Because
Suzuki or it was influenced by that.
I didn't hear that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
They didn't want to be mixed up with the Shabbos. They moved it themselves.
Who said that?
Darrell Wine.
That's the story that they had with the one who, not John, the one that was infiltrated them.
Oh, that's another one. Peter,
yeah,
Paul,
Peter.
Mary, whatever. Anyway, okay, let's go by there. Let's go by there and Shas. Okay.
And the answer is blown in the wind.
So the, so the Mishnah had mentioned that they would pour the nisachim of the wine into these bowls that were on top of the mizbeach, and it said that from there it would go through these pipes to some sort of to a base under the mizbeach that we called the shitin, and it was called the shitin. So the Gemara now goes to describe when and how were the shitin made. Okay, so Amar Rabbi Rachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, shitin, this halal, this hole, this gap, shitin. Bishashis, you may Bereshis Nivro. They were created, they're not man-made. They're God-created, and they were created during the 6 days of creation. Basically, it means they were created by God. Shenem Mars, the Pasuk says on Shir Ashirim. Let's get the whole Pasuk. Mayafu Pamayach Banaalim, Bas Nadiv, Chamuke Yirechayach, Kamo Chalayim Masei Yidei Aman. So he says, Chamuke Yirechayach, Kamo Chalayim Masei Aman, Chamuke Yirechayach, I guess it means the depths of your loins, your thighs, elu shitim. That's the shitim. Kimo chalayim. They are like chalayim. Shemuchulalim v'yordim at the home. They go down until the center of the earth. They go all the way down to the middle of the earth. Maisei de uman. Maisei aman. They're created by the master. Maisa Yidei Umanaso Shakarish Baruch Hu. They were created by the handiwork, but the craft work of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So according to this Shita, the Shita can go all the way down to the center. I heard somewhere that they actually did in the excavations under the Temple Mount, they found these types of caves or cavities where it seems like some liquid was poured. The only problem is that it doesn't line up with where we think the Mizbeach was. So that may be a problem. So,
who said it went straight down?
Maybe right, that's another question. Who said it went straight down? Who says it went straight down? It could be. Who says where we have the Mizbeach is correct? All these questions, yeah, whatever. It's archaeology. It's a definition of an inexact science because you always interpret the rule with the findings based according to your shita. So they're usually pretty consistent. Okay, so Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel. Right, Rabbi Shmuel says, Bereshis, right, says, Bereshis Bara Elkim, Al Tikri Bereshis, Ella Bara Shis. He created the Shisim. He created the, how does he define the Shisim? These pipes, these, I don't even know what the English word he uses for Shisim. Okay, so that's the pasuk is a remez. Right, it's a remez. So Tanya, learn a brisa. Rav Yossi Omer. Rav Yossi says, Shisin Micholalin. He had these shisin that are hold out. The yordam at Tahom. They go all the way down to the Tahom. Probably doesn't translate Tahom either. Shenemar, or the depths. Okay. Shenemar. The pasuk says, this is by Yishayahu Hanavi. He's giving Musar to the people of regeneration. He says, well, let's read the pasuk again. Ashira nali didi, shiras dodi litcharmo, kerem hayal lidi bekeren ben shamein, vayi askeyu, vayi salkeyu, vayi te'eyu shorek, vayi vein migdal besocho, vegam yekev chatzev bo. So this is, he's talking to him. He says, Ashira nali didi, I'm going to give a song on behalf of my friend who sent me, shiras dodi, right, the Charmo, he's going to give a shir based on the Dodi, right, the beloved, to his Kerem, to the Kremim, to the vineyard, right? Yisrael is considered the vineyard. Kerem Hayal Diba Kerem Ben Shemen. I had this vineyard in the corner, I guess in the corner that had a lot of oil, right, to give him a very good vineyard, which I guess is Eretz Yisrael, which has able to produce fruit. Vayizakeyu, and he surrounded it. Vayisalkeyu, and he took away all the stones. Vayitaeyu sorek, he planted in it these beautiful vines. Vayivein migdal besocho, and he built a tower instant in it. Vigam yekev chatzevo, and he dug some sort of pit there. Vayitaeyu sorek. So then, now the Gemara darshens. Vayitaeyu sorek, what Vayitaeyu sorek means? Zebes hamidrash. He planted this base hamidrash. Vayivein migdal besocho, he built this tower in the base hamidrash. Zem mizbeach. That is the mizbeach. Vigam yekev chatzevo, and what's the yekev chatzevo, which we said was some sort of pit, right? Elu hashishin. That is the shishin. From these pasukim, you learn that Rigo says that the shishin goes through the home. He built it all the way down. Okay? So that was shita number one. Shita number one is that, based on Rabbi Yochanan, that the shishin are from shishim ebracious, and they go all the way down into the depths. But Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Amar Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok. He says, Lu katon haya ben kevesh lemizbeach b'ma'aravo shel kevesh. There was this sort of this gap, right? So if you walk, remember you walk up to kevesh, you're walking up to kevesh, to the left of you is the western side. You're coming up from the south, to the left of you is the western side, and that's the kevesh, I guess, is also, I guess it's 32, is it 32 amos across? Whatever, so that's on the western portion of the kevesh, there's this gap, right? There's this gap. And it went all the way down. Remember, we learned in Zvachim, there was a gap also. We learned that there was this gap because you're supposed to throw things. So you had to throw things over the gap. So there's this gap between there. And that's where the wine ended up. Right? Amar Blazbar Tzuk, Lu Katon Haya Ben Kevesh L'Mizbeach, B'Ma'arovo Shal Kevesh, on the western portion of the Mizbeach, B'Achash L'Shivim Shanan, and once every 70 years, Pirkei Kohuna Yordim L'Sham, the children of the Kohanim would go down in there, U'Milakdim Yisham Yayin Karush Shadoma Le'Guli Dvela. They would gather the congealed wine that had congealed into almost looking like, you know, cakes. They look like cake now down there, right? Ubayin v'sorp and also b'kedusha. They would pick it up and they would burn this cake of wine b'makom kadosh. I mean, they would burn it in the azara. So you see that it didn't go to the home. It only went in between in the mizbeach down there. And once every 70 years, they would gather everything up and burn it. How far down was it?
I don't get it.
It's 32 amos down. It accumulated over 70 years. It accumulated. There's 32 amas down.
Right, but
it's covered. But it's enclosed. It's enclosed by the mizbeach. It's not an open thing. If you look at the picture here, there's a gap between the kevesh and the ramp and the mizbeach on top. And it goes down into that, into there, and then once they would go down every 70 years. I don't know. It's small kids. So, I don't know. It says that they didn't. It says they went down every 70 years to grab it. Okay, so Ubayim Resorfin also Bedushim, and they would burn it in Makom Kadosh. How do you know if they burn it in Makom Kadosh? Shenemar, because it says by Nisuch Hayayin, it says in the score of Yisrael, in the Kavos Echad, it says, Bakodesh Haseich Secher, Haseich Nesach Shechar LaHashem. Right, in the Kodesh, you'll pour out the wine to Hashem. So, okay, so what does that mean? So he says, Kishem Shenisucho Bekedusha. So just like the pouring is Bekedusha, Kach Sreif also Bekedusha. So too, the burning has to be Bekedusha. Right, so Mar says, my mashma. Where do you get that? Where do you get that from the Pasuk? So Amar Avina, Asya Kodesh, Kodesh. You mean Gzeir Shavah from the words Kodesh, right? It says in our Pasuk again, Bekodesh Haseich Nesach Shechal Hashem. Where are we making Gzeir Shavah with Kodesh? Ksiv Hacha, it says by Nisuch Hayayin, Bakodesh Haseich Nesach, Viksiv Hasan, and said by Nosar, Visarapta Es HaNosar Be'esh, Lo Yeachel, Ki Kodesh Hu. So Nosar is burnt, so too this is burnt. And you're burning both parts, everything has been burnt in the Kodesh. That's the Drasha. I don't understand the Drashas.
What is that?
That's it's a Chiyuv. Right? It's a Chiyuv that you have to burn the wine with Kodesh. So they would go every 70 years and gather it up when it was in the cake, and then they would burn it. You have to burn it when it's poured. It has to be burnt no matter what. It always has to be consumed by the fire. So most of the time it's poured on the mizbeach and it's burnt. Here the stuff is poured down. It's poured down the lul, right? And whatever, when they never eat 70 years, they would gather it and burn it. That's what the story is. Okay. So now, so remember, we have a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok, whether or not you would have to, whether machlokes as to whether or not the lul went all the way down to home or not. It was in this space in between, this gap in between the kevesh and the mizbeach. So the Gemara says, "Kaman asla ha disnan." It changed the gear so to disnan, right? This is some Mishnah in Meila. They say, "Okay, kaman asla ha disnan." Mishnah says as follows: "Nisachim batchila moelim behen yardu l'shisin ein moelim behen." So nisachim at the beginning, when they're hooked us to be done as the libations, there is din Meila like all other kachim. But from the moment that they go down to the shisin, when they go down, ein moelim behen. Then there's no Meila anymore once they're poured. So who is this Mishnah going like? Lema Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadoki. Say it goes according to the sheet of Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok that once you pour it down, there's no Me'ila because he's worried about Me'ila. Right? What's your Havamina that the Chachamim are going to say that the Pasuk is Me'ila once you pour it down? According to the Chachamim, it just made a journey to the center of the earth. It's gone. So what's the problem going to be of Me'ila? So he says, Lema Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadoki. Di Rabbanan, because if you're talking about Rabbanan, it went all the way down to the Tahom. So what's the Havamina to say that there would be Me'ila? And one says, no, I feel tamer Rabbanan. You can say, even according to Rabbanan, Bidi Iklat. Because maybe somebody would go, I don't know, drop a kli or do something and go down into that shaft, I guess, and pour it out and bring it out. Right? Rashi says, Bidi Iklat. I thought he said Bidi Iklat. Where is it? Yeah, the last wide line. Im Tala Kli B'Socha Shita Mekibel. Maybe as they're pouring it, he's putting a kli down in there, so it's coming down the tubes, and he's collecting it with a kli. So maybe with the halamina that it would have been the meila kamashma not ika de amri. Some say the other way around. Lema the mishnah is rabbanan he. The mishnah goes according to rabbanan because there's no meila because it's going to nowhere, right? Below Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok, and it can't be Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok. The Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok, Akatim Yishusai Kaimi. How can Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok say there's no Be'ilo? We just said that every 70 years they're going to burn it because it's Kodesh. So it still has to be Be'ilo because it's still Kodesh. The Gemara says, no, I feel team Rabbi Elazar. Maybe even Rabbi Elazar holds that there's no Be'ilo because Ein Lecha Davar Shenasa Mitzvah Sovu Molimbo. There's no such thing where you've actually done the mitzvah and then there's Me'ilo. So here you've done the mitzvah of the libation. Yes, it's still, obviously it's still Kodesh because it's being burnt with Kodesh, but it's left Kodesh Lagabe Me'ila because it's been Nasa Mitzvah, so you've done what you're supposed to do with it. I don't know if you really, you're supposed to burn it, right? So I'm not exactly sure, right? We just say that it has to be burnt. So how is it Nasa Mitzvah? I guess Nasa Mitzvah Lagabe the Nisachim, and therefore it no longer has the status of Hektesh that has Me'ila. But I guess it's still an Isra Hana because it's still Kodesh. You're not like a Hana. Okay, fine. Okay. Amar Reish Lakish. Bizman sheminaskin yain lagavim mizbeach. When they would pour the wine onto the mizbeach, pokekin shishin. They would plug up the bowls, right? Lekayim ashenemar ba'kodesh haseich nesech shechar laHashem. They would plug up the bowl, so the wine would gather on the mizbeach before it would go down into the tubes, in order to be mekayim what the pasuk says. Ba'kodesh haseich nesech shechar laHashem. So Gemara says, my mashma. What is that? What is that? Does that pasuk teach us? That you have to have this, you have to have it come up. So Amar Apapar, it says Shechar. Shechar is Lashon Shesia, it's a Lashon of drinking. Lashon Sevia, a Lashon of satisfaction. And Lashon Shechras, a Lashon of drunkenness. So what does that mean? So basically it means, right, Pokin of Shishisa, Rashi says, Esanekev Shevarosh HaMizbeach, Shenesachim Yedav HaShitin, Shehira Yayin Lav Kegorin Mali V'Sov. You have to make it look like a throat that's filled. So the Gemara is going to say the way to enjoy wine is to have it gather in your throat, not to gulp it down, but to sip it and have it gather in your throat. So to do the same idea with the mizbeach, but it's a shechar. The same way you drink it, if it's being the mizbeach, the best way to drink it is have it gather in your throat. So you have it gather on the top of the mizbeach, right? Rashi says shechar loshon shichrus v'simcha v'nesicha. So that's how it's done. So Amar Papa, so Papa says Shema Mina, you see from here. When a person gets enjoyment from drinking wine, it's in the throat. The ikar sviya comes by filling the mouth and the throat, as opposed to, I guess, to get a lot in your mouth. I guess to get a lot of your mouth and to have it all in your throat. Amar Rava, so Rava says, Surm Rebanan, Delon Pish Lechamra, you have a Tamil Chacham who doesn't have enough wine, and he wants to become satisfied with the little that he has. Ligamar Gamwe. He should, I guess, drink as much as he can, gather it all in his throat, and then swallow it at once. I think that's what it means. He should have as much in his throat as possible, because the ikar svia, when it comes to the wine, is via the throat. So Rava, and then Rava, kasa de birchasa, anytime he had a koshel bracha, right, birchasa mazon, yayin, he had a koshel bracha, agama gamue, he would gather it all in his throat, and I think that's what it means. And
then he gulps it down.
Yeah, but he gathers it all, and then he gulps it all down in one shot. It doesn't sip it a little bit. The satisfaction is in the throat. So they would drink it and put it all into their throat and then gulp it down in one shot to have as much in his mouth at once, because it gets satisfaction from it being in his throat. I don't know much exactly the way the vintners will tell you to do it today, but that's how they said. Okay. What?
So
it depends. It depends. Depends what cup you number. Okay. Now the Gemara is going back to the pasuk that we mentioned before, which was, which we learned before was that had a deal that the shitim was created by Kadosh Baruch Hu during Maisa Bereishis. So Darish Rava now darshins this pasuk and says, what does it mean when the pasuk says Ma yafu pamayach panalim basnediv? So it says Ma yafu pamosein, how wonderful and beautiful are the pamosein, which means the feet, the legs, shall Yisrael b'sha'ah shel olim laregel, at the time that they go to the regel. Praiseworthy B'nai Yisrael, that they use their feet and do a lila regel. And, right, so it says, Ma'ifu v'mayach b'nalim, what bas nadiv? How do we know that bas nadiv means B'nai Yisrael? Because bas nadiv is Bito Shel Avram, the daughter of Avram, Avram Avinu, Shenekron nadiv. Avram Avinu is called nadiv. Shenemar, nadivei amim ne'asafu im Elokei Avraham. The nadivei amim will gather with the Elokei Avraham. So which means the gerim from the other nations that they volunteered. Nesu Amalkei Avram. They Nesu the nation of Avram. These are the gerim. Amalkei Avram. So the Gemara says Elkei Avram. So you see, Avram is called Nadiv. But yeah, is God only the God of Avram? No, Lo Elkei Yitzchak Yaakov. He's not the God of Yitzchak and Yaakov. El Elkei Avram. Shart Chilu the gerim. Because the pasuk is talking about gerim. So he's the beginning of the gerim. He was the one who gathered people to convert to monotheism, and therefore he considered Elkei Avraham, but he's seen the div is Elkei Avraham. So Mayafu Pamayaf Panalim Basadiv is how praiseworthy are the feet of Basadiv. It's talking about the feet of Am Yisrael who walk up to Aliyah L'Regel. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to continue talking about this pasuk. Tana Divei Rabbanan. They learned in the Beis Medrash of Rabbanan. Madik Siv. It says Chamuke Yurchayich. So what does that mean? Right, so right now, basically, the pasuk is going to be, Rav Anan is going to darshan the pasuk legave the inyan of Torah. Right, the pasuk continues kimo chalaim masei de uman. So that's talking about the shnei luchos abris that were made from these beautiful maaseh uman. So he's not holding that this maaseh uman now is the shisin. Because the Maisa Uman is the Luchas HaBris. So the Pasuk is talking about Torah. So Rav Hanan makes the drasha, Chamuke Yerchayach, he says, Lama Nimshlo Divrei Torah Ki Yerech. Why are the words of Torah compared to the Yerech, which I think is the inner thigh? Why is it compared to the inner thigh? The Gemara says, Lo Melecha, to teach you, my Yerech B'Seser, it's like the Yerech is hidden, right? You can't see it. Av Divrei Torah B'Seser. So the Divrei Torah are supposed to be B'Seser. What does that mean? Rashi says, Chamuke Yerchayach, Hanistarim Ki Yerech, to be hidden like the thigh. Shekavet HaTorah B'Tzina. The covers Torah is B'Tzina. The lowly Yoshe B'Shon B'Gova Shal Ir. You shouldn't be screaming it out from the rooftops. And you shouldn't have these, no Torah pastors. You know, you got Torah scholars. We don't have these pastors screaming out and giving drushos from the rooftops. The lowly Yoshe B'Shon B'Gova Shal Ir. Don't sit and learn at the top of the city. The lowly Shnos L'Talmidav B'Shuk. Don't learn in the marketplace. You have to learn in the Amir Mo'ed Katan. Torah should be done B'Tzina. Okay? Behind the Amr of Elazar, and this is what Elazar says, my diksiv, what does the pasuk in Micha mean? The pasuk says, Hagid lecha adam ma tov v'ma Hashem doresh mimcha ki im asos mishpat v'avas chesed v'atznei alekes im elokecha, famous pasuk. So he says, Hagid lecha adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling to a person, ma tov, what's good, v'ma Hashem doresh mimcha, what does Hashem desire from you, ki im asos mishpat, you do justice, v'avas chesed, and love righteousness, v'atznei alekes im elokecha, and walk modestly with your God. Asos mishpat means zedin. That's doing. That's mishpat. That's din. Ba'avas chesed is what zogimius chasadim. Batnei lekas elokecha zo hatsos hames beachnasas kal v'chupa. So these things, which are done publicly, you should do it very in a tsanua fashion. And therefore, v'alo dvarim kal v'chomer. So you have learned a kal v'chomer. Uma dvarim sher darkel asosam b'farhesya. Things that are usually typically done before Hesia, Hachnasas Kalam tells us this is done amongst people. Those things are done before Hesia. Amar Torah Hatsnei Lekes. Nevertheless, you should do it quiet, unassuming fashion. So Kavu Chomer Tvarim Shor Darkan Latzosam Mitzina. Things that are supposed to be done Mitzina, which are like Staka and giving and Halachas Kamakama, should be done Mitzina. Somehow that applies to the Torah as well. The Lima Torah should also be done Mitzina. Right, Rashi says. Rashi says the Dvarim Shor Darkan Lasos Betzina. He goes Staka Hanasinas Ani B'Seser She Ain't Sarich Lohodi L'Shum Adam Ma She Ain't Kim B'Meis Ubekala. Right, the Fisha Achim is asking behind. You have a whole Chevra Kedusha. You have people dancing at the wedding. People know. Behind the Amar Blaz is the Kol Mili Bites Nusa. That everything requires it to be done in Sneas. Even things that are going to be done in public require Sneas of Kavu Chomer Divrei Torah should be done. Learned Bitsina. Amar Rav Elazar, right? Rosh Hashas says Rabbi Eliezer, right? So he says the Amar. He says the Amar Rav Elazar, Gadol Hauset Staka, the one who gives charity, or the one who does charity, Yoser Mi Karbanos, it's greater than bringing the Karbanos. And Amar, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Asot Staka Umishpat, Dut Staka Umishpat, Nivchal Hashem Yizevach. It's greater to Hashem. It's more chosen to Hashem than the Mizbeach. The Amar Rabbi Lazar. Lazar says, Gedolo Gemilos Chasadim Yosem Yat Staka. Gemilos Chasadim is greater than Staka. Right? Gemilos Chasadim is greater than Staka. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Ziru Lechem Staka. You plant Staka. V'kitzu Lefi Chesed. And reap according to your Chesed. So Im Adam Zoreya means planting. So Zoreya sometimes doesn't take. Reaping always takes, because reaping is the end product. So he says, Im Adam Zoreya, Safik Ochel, Safik Eino Ochel. But Adam Kotzer, if you know, Vadai Ochel, so Chesed is considered the reaping, so that's more a higher level than Staka. The question is, what's the difference between Staka and Chesed? I think Staka may just be the act of giving, and Chesed is actually acts of kindness. Right? There is Chesed within Staka, depending on how you go about doing the Staka. Well, Amar Rabbi Lazar says as follows, Ein Staka Mishtalemes, El lefi chesed sheva. The schar of giving staka is only commensurate with the chesed that went about via the staka. So Rashi explains, second wide line, hanesina hi staka. Giving over, giving the money or giving the item, that is considered staka. That toreach, what you exerted yourself, hu a chesed. That's the chesed. If you go in molicha lebeso, like going to the person's house and giving him the staka. O toreach shetalo harbe. That you, In other words, you give him, don't just give him, don't just give him wheat. You actually give him the food. Like Tomer Shabbos, you actually give them the food right away. That's so that. So the fun, the chesed within the tzedakah is the reward for the actual act of tzedakah, which is the giving. Okay. Tanur Rabbanan, we learnt in a brisa. Bishlosh dvarim gedola gemilus chasadim yoser min tzedakah. In three ways, gemilus chasadim is considered greater than the tzedakah. Number one, tzedakah b'mamono. Tzedakah can only be done by money because it's the act, it's the giving. Money, maybe with objects, but only can be done with things like that. But gemilus chasadim bein begufo bein b'mamono. You can do gemilus chasadim with your body as well. You can be misamei chas l'kala. You can do things to make people feel better, not necessarily giving them money. Number two, tzedakah la'aniyim. Tzedakah can only be given to the aniyim, because if you give money to a guy who doesn't need money, it's not tzedakah. It's matana, but it's not necessarily tzedakah, right? But at gemilas chasadim, bein la'aniyim, bein la'ashir. You can do gemilas chasadim to wealthy people as well. You can do nice kind acts and kind deeds to people. You can still pick up a rich person and drive him somewhere. That's still considered gemilas chasadim. Number three, tzedakah l'chayim. Tzedakah can only be done to those who are alive. Gemilas chasadim, bein l'chayim, bein l'meisim. Gemilas chasadim, you can do bein l'chayim, bein l'meisim. That is legabe. That's not tzedakah. That's chesed. That's legabe. The people go make a shiva call, burying people. That's not considered tzedakah. That's considered gemilas chasadim. That can be done for 10 people. You can't give anything to a dead person because, and we just said tzedakah is the giving. There's no tzedakah to give a dead person because I can't accept it. Okay, but Amar Rabbi Lazar Kola Usit Tzedakah V'Mishpat. Whoever does charity and righteousness, Ki'ilu Mile Kol Olam Kul Chesed, as if he has filled the entire world with Chesed. Shneamar the pasuk in Tehillim, Ohiv Tzedakah V'Mishpat. But he who loves Tzedakah V'Mishpat, Chesed Hashem Al Aretz, and the Chesed of Hashem fills the land. So, Shema Tomar Kol Haba Likvots Kopeitz. Maybe you would think that whoever wants to do tzedakah for chesed, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be misayeh him, and he's going to find the right people. That's, oh, I want to do chesed, and hopefully the opportunity is going to come before him. No, you have to make the effort, right? Hamad Omer, the pasuk says, Ma yakar chastakol elohikim. How yakar is expensive, but how precious is the chesed. I mean, it's not something that's available all the time. You have to go out, and you have to exert the energy and the effort to do chesed. So yochal af yirei shemayim kain. Maybe you think that even those who fear Hashem, They're also going to have to be toreach to find how to do chesed. Tamad lomar, for them it's different. Tamad lomar, the pasuk says in Tehillim, the chesed Hashem may olam v'yad olam al yireyav. The chesed of Hashem is from one end of the world to the other end of the world for those who fear Him. So those regular people have to exert themselves to do chesed. But for the righteous, then the chesed opportunities will appear before them with relative ease. Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Papa, Kol Adam Sheyesh Alav Chayin, whoever has whatever Chayin means on him, V'yaduwa Sheyir Shemayim, it's for sure that he is one who fears Hashem, Shneamar, Chesed Hashem, May Olam V'yad Olam, Al Yireyav. The Chesed of Hashem is on those who fear Him. So if you see whatever this Chayin or this Chesed is on this person, obviously he is a Yirei Hashem. V'amar Rabbi Elazar, another member of Elazar, May Dixiv, the Pasuk says, Pia Pascha B'Chachma V'Soras Chesed Alashona, right, her mouth opens with wisdom and the Torah of righteousness is on her lips. Yesh Torah Shal Chesed, Yesh Torah, it says Torah Chesed. Is there any other Torah? Let me Torah Shal Chesed. Is there a Torah of non-Chesed? Ella Torah L'Shma, it must be Torah L'Shma. Zohi Torah Shal Chesed. Torah L'Shma is Torah Shal Chesed. And Shalom L'Shma, Shalom L'Shma, Zohi Torah Shal Enosh Chesed. Different types of Torah. Right, if Pia Chachma Chachma, but Torah Chesed means she has Torah Lishma. Remember what Rashi say? I don't think he said anything, right? No, okay. Ika de Amri, some say that they darshan this another way. Torah Lulamda, if you learn Torah in order to teach it to others, that's considered Torah Shal Chesed. Shalo Lulamda, but if you learn in Torah and you're not prepared to teach it over, you're just sitting and you're learning for your own edification, Zohi Torah She'ena Shal Chesed. That is not Torah Shel Chesed. That's Torah She'enel Chesed. And I guess that limud, you're not going to get the Nesiyas Chayin Chesed. Only the Torah that you learn in order to give over to others, that is considered the Torah Shel Chesed. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody have a wonderful day.